So a shortfall in vaccine supplies then is the context in which the Cabinet Committee on COVID-19 will meet this evening to look at the further easing of restrictions through June and July ahead of a full Cabinet meeting tomorrow. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar struck an optimistic note when he addressed the issue of reopening and the summer ahead during leaders' questions in the Dáil this lunchtime.
The people of Ireland have every reason to be hopeful about the summer ahead. The number of people in hospital is below 100. The number of people in ICU is below 50. Cases are stable at around 400 or 500 a day, as I predicted they would be several months ago, but wouldn't fall much below that given the level of reopening. And we are ahead of ourselves in terms of where we thought we would be in terms of hospitalisations and cases. And for that reason, I think we can look forward to a very positive announcement on Friday in relation to the reopening of our society and our economy and the phased return to international travel and events and other matters.
We'll be getting opposition reaction to all of that in a little while, but as we await the government decision on reopening, Cian McCormack has been hearing from public health and infectious disease experts on whether it's safe to ease restrictions and at what pace.
The problem is that there's so much uncertainty.
This is Professor Cliona Ní Cealí, a consultant in infectious diseases at St James's Hospital in Dublin.
I would be in favour of a slow and measured reopening with plenty of checkpoints and alternative plans if, unfortunately, as has already happened multiple times in this pandemic, you know, new problems emerge as we go.
She says that while government needs to take into account the shortfalls in vaccine delivery, as announced by the Minister for Health today, there are bigger concerns.
They're going to need to take that into account, but what they're probably going to need to take even more into account is the Indian, so-called Indian variant. It potentially could be very problematic for our reopening plans. So I think the Indian variant is probably more of a challenge to the reopening plans than the shortfall in J&J.
Martin McKee, Professor of European Public Health at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, says restrictions should not be relaxed.
What we do know is that all of the measures that we were taking in the United Kingdom to control the B117, the Kent variant, were insufficient to control the Indian variant. So for that reason, I think extreme caution is required at present. We should not be relaxing measures at this time until we see what's going to happen. We need to look back at what happened before Christmas, and that was largely driven by the entry of a new variant then, the B117, the Kent variant, and that was able to overcome the restrictions that had controlled the earlier variants. So we are seeing really history repeating itself exactly the same way, and we should definitely learn the lesson from then.
But there is one difference, and that is that the vaccine rollout continues here in Ireland and more people are vaccinated day on day.
That's absolutely true, but we're also seeing in other parts of the world where this variant is spreading in Singapore, in Bahrain, that we are not anywhere near the levels that we need to get population immunity. With the more transmissible variants, we need to get up to 85% or so of the population at least. And of course, the figures that we're often looking at are just the percentage of the adult population.
Paddy Mallon, Professor of Microbial Diseases at UCD, holds a different view.
The approach that we're taking at the moment is the right approach. There has to be a balance between our public health measures together with release of restrictions that coincides with vaccination. In the background, we have very good surveillance systems in place to look not only at the change in case numbers, but for the first time, we actually have a very good surveillance system in place to look at change in variants as well. So there's an element of an early warning system there that if something goes wrong, that we should be able to take action to mitigate against it. And that's the big difference this time around, I think, compared to previous reopenings. And it should put us in a much stronger position to reopen safely.
In relation to foreign travel then, how far should we go?
I think it's going to be the question that's going to be increasingly asked over the next 4 to 6 weeks in the context of a population, again, across Europe that's increasingly vaccinated. As that scientific picture emerges, it's going to be more and more difficult for us to argue against travel. I can see where there is a caution, because you don't want to do too much too quickly.
Professor Emer Shelley, Dean of the Faculty of Public Health Medicine at the Royal College of Physicians of Ireland, says we should reopen slowly.
The slow and steady approach that government is planning seems the right approach to me.
Would you have any concerns about a fourth wave?
I think it's very likely we'll have a fourth wave, but it's unlikely that it will affect the oldest and the most vulnerable because they will have been vaccinated.
When it comes to foreign travel, Professor Shelley has concerns.
I would have real concerns about foreign travel. Certainly, I wouldn't be advising family or friends to even think about it for the rest of this year. I think people underestimate the extent to which there will be upsurges of the virus in other countries.
And that report from Kian McCormack.